जय कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव, जय कुंज बिहारी, जय माधव, जय कुंज बिहारी, जय माधव। गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी, जय गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन जय ब्रज जन रंजन, जय यशोदा नंदन। जय यशोदा नंदन जय व्रज जन रंजन, जय यशोदा नंदन, जय व्रज जन रंजन। यमुना तीर वन चारी जय कुंज बिहारी, जय कुंज बिहारी, मुना तीर वन चारी जय कुंज बिहारी। यमुना तीर वन चारी जय कुंज बिहारी, जय कुंज बिहारी। जय कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव, जय कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा Ram Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Jai Radha Vrindavan Bihari Radha Vrindavan Bihari Radha Vrindavan Bihari Shri Radhe Jai Radha Bihari Radha Vrindavan Bihari Radha Vrindavan Bihari Shri Radhe Jai Gaura Nitai Gaura Nitai Gaura Nitai Jai Gaura Nitai Jai Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Nitai Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitai Gaura Hari Bol हरे नाम संकीर्तन की जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Hare Krishna, so I welcome all of you on today's Bhagavatam class. And before beginning of this class, I would like to seek blessings of all the Vaishnavas here, present here, and will come afterwards, so that I could speak something on this one, out of what could I could gather on this verse. So we are reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4th, Chapter 29th, and verses 32 and 33. Okay. So let's go to the verses and then. Dukheshva ekatare napi Daiva bhutatma hetushu Jivasya na vivachedaha Syachetat tat pratikriya Dukheshva ekatare napi Daiva bhutatma hetushu Jivasya na vyavachedaha Syachetat tat pratikriya Dukheshva ekatare napi Daiva bhutatma hetushu Jivasya na vyavachedaha Syachetat tat pratikriya Dukheshva ekatare napi Daiva bhutatma hetushu Jivasya na vyavachedaha Syachetat tat pratikriya Dukheshu ekatare napi Daiva bhutatma hetushu Jivasya na vyavachedaha Syachetat tat pratikriya Dukheshva ekatare napi Daiva bhutatma hetushu Jivasya na vyavachedaha Syachetat tat pratikriya. Okay, so let's see the word by word translation. Dukheshu, in the matter of distress, ekatarena, from one kind, api, even, daiva, providence, bhuta, other living entities, Atma, the body and mind, Hetushu, on account of Jivasya, of the living entity, Na, never, Vivachedaha, stopping, Syat, is possible, Chet, although, Tat Tat, of those miseries, Pratikriya, counteraction. So translation purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki jai. The translation, Jai Shri Radha Vrindavan Bhari Bhavan ki jai, Shri Gaurav Mahaprabhu ki jai. The translation is as follows. The living entities are trying to counteract different miserable conditions pertaining to providence, other living entities, or the body and mind. Still, they must remain conditioned by the laws of nature, despite all attempts to counter these laws. So, let's go to the purport. A few points of purport and then we will conclude. So, Shripad mentions here, just as the dog wanders here and there for a piece of bread or punishment, the living entity perpetually wanders about trying to be happy and planning in so many ways to counteract material miseries. So this is called the struggle for existence. Okay. So Srila Prabhupada is defining the definition of struggle for existence. And then he mentions further, we can actually see in our daily lives how we are forced to make plans to drive away miserable conditions. So get rid of one miserable condition, we have to put ourselves in other kind of miserable condition. A poor man suffers for want of money, but he wants to become rich, he has to struggle in so many ways. Actually, that is not a valid counteracting process, but a snare of the illusory energy. If one does not endeavor to counteract his situation, but is satisfied with his position, knowing that he has obtained his position through past activities, he can instead engage his energy to develop Krishna consciousness. This is recommended in all Vedic literatures. Persons who are actually intelligent and philosophically inclined should endeavor only for purposeful end, which is not obtained even by wandering from topmost planet Brahmaloka down to lowest planet Patala. As far as happiness derived from sense enjoyment is concerned, it can be obtained automatically in course of time, just as in course of time, we obtain miseries even though we do not desire them. So this was Srila Prabhupada quoted from the Bhagavatam, first canto, fifth chapter and 18th verse. Then if he mentions further that one should simply try to develop Krishna consciousness and not waste his time trying to improve this material condition. Actually, the material condition cannot be improved. The process of improvement means accepting another miserable condition. However, if we endeavor to improve our Krishna consciousness, the issue of material life will disappear without extraneous endeavor. And Krishna therefore promises, Kunti pratijanahi nami bhakti pranashyati, O son of Kunti, declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. One who takes the path of devotional service will never be vanquished. Despite of all miseries of the mind and body and mind, and despite of all the miseries brought about by the living entities and providence, miseries which are beyond our control. So, Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavansha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakantascha Vanchakalpatrubhayascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda He Krishna Karuna Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So let's read the translation once again. So there are one more verse, we will take it in further. So the translation once again is that the living entities are trying to counteract different miserable conditions pertaining to providence, other living entities or the bodies and mind. Still they must remain conditioned by the laws of nature despite of all attempts to counter their laws. So here we see this verse actually is focusing on how the living entities, they may do various kinds of solution to counteract their miseries in this material world, to specifically to go out of distress caused by threefold miseries that we say adhyadvika, adhyatmikani, adhivotik miseries. So adhyatmik miseries in the sense of the miseries that are caused by distress, that is caused by body and mind. Then adhivotik is the distress that is caused by other living entities, and adhyadvika is the distress caused by, you can say, different the nature that is, which is not under our control, like tsunami and anything, earthquakes and everything, or corona. Last 2 years we explained that. So here, as Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, that it's like struggle for existence is actually in the say that it's our endeavors to counteract this material miseries is nothing but our struggle for existence in this material world. Where everyone, in every living entity, starting from the ant to, you can say, even up to Brahma, so every living entity is engaged in this endeavor to how to counteract their material miseries. Just like Prabhupada mentioned here, dog also is looking for the bread of piece of bread. Where is the piece of bread? And he struggles sometimes. He fights with other dogs to get a small piece of bread. So that was always there is a struggle for existence in any condition. And we have many plans to drive away that struggle for existence, but mainly, although we have our plans Krishna has this plan, and specifically as per our the Krishna's illusory energy, which is very difficult to counteract. As Krishna mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, Deviyeshu Gunamayi Mayadratyaya Mamayi Prabhadyante Mayamitam Tarantite. So it's very difficult to counteract, he says. Duratyaya. But obviously, sorry, let me just do it, silent this one. Okay. So obviously, if we surrender unto Krishna, that is only the solution to counteract, to go away this beyond the rule of the Maya, it's Maya's kingdom. So, here in one of the, you can see the sixth point here, seventh point, Prabhupada is again mentioning from that famous shloka Bhagavatam, where it is mentioned that what everyone is doing endeavor for, okay? So, and what one should do the endeavor for, okay? The individual people, they doesn't endeavor for these material things, okay? Tasseiva heto prayate the kovido. So it is mentioned that the kovida, those who are intelligent person, they are doing endeavors for what? Na labhyate yad bharma tam paryada, to get that thing which is not obtained even by wandering into all these threefold places, starting from, let's say, Pataloka, then Bhurloka, or even Swargaloka, even in the hellish to heaven, or even in this material world, is bhautik bhumandal. Anywhere, what is the thing which is difficult to achieve? What is that thing which is difficult to achieve? That is the shelter of the Supreme Person of Godhead, or shelter of the Lord, which is, or going back to the Vaikuntha, where there is no miseries. We have to target that is our goal. And which is difficult to attain in this mortal world. If you just do endeavors to just get these material things, then that endeavors will be fruitless. Unless you aim for this, just like chasing the rhinoceros, as Prabhupada mentioned many times, you have to think for a big, okay, what is the biggest, the topmost goal? Okay, so topmost goal is, you can see the prema bhakti of the Supreme Person of Godhead. So that we are, if we want to that one, then we have to endeavor for that. Tasseva heto prayateta kovido, na labhyate yad bharmatam upariyadah. And what is he mentioned? Tallabhyate dukkha vad anyata sukham, tallabhyate dukkham vad anyata sukham. Just like in this material world, it is experience of everyone, that we get the miseries also, just like happiness. Or you can say that you also get happiness, we are doing endeavor to get what happiness, na? Whatever everyone is working for, just to get some small happiness in this material world. So the happiness also is obtained in this material world without any endeavor, just like you get distress in this material world. So you don't need to do anywhere it is mentioned that Kalyan and by due course of time, Kalyana Sarvatra, at everywhere, Sarvatra everywhere, and by due course of time, by Kalyana, which is subtle, and as it progresses, you get, just like you get distress, you also get happiness by its own accord, by the accord of the time. So you don't need to do much more endeavor for that. Our endeavor should be targeted for the topmost goal, that is the Krishna consciousness, or that is the devotional service of the Lord. So similar instructions we can also find when Prahlad Maharaj instructs his classmates. So there also he mentioned that sukham indriya kam daityan deha yogena dehinam sarvatra labhyate daivad yatha dukham anyatah. So here Prahlad Maharaj mentions that, my dear friends, born of demonic family, daityan is mentioning to them, in his classmates he is just addressing them, preaching to them, the happiness perceived with reference of to the sense objects by contact with the body can be obtained in any form of life, according to one's past fruitive activities. As per our karma, obviously, we'll get the body, and according to body, we'll get different happiness and distress. So such happiness is automatically obtained without endeavor, just as we obtain the distress. So then why to do this useless endeavor to get some temporary happiness in this material world? If you want to do endeavor, just endeavor for the topmost goal of our life, human form of life. Just like Bhagavatam mentions it in the first canto only. Savai punsa paro dharmo yato bhakti radukshaje ahetuki apratyata yatmasu prasiddhati. So that is the supreme goal. That is ahetuki bhakti, to the adokshaja, the Lord which is beyond the senses. And to get that, that is only the param kartavya, parodharma of the human being. And if we get that, that is also quality as I mentioned, it should be ahetuki without any material motives. And apratyata, it should be without any kind of, it should be regularly done. It should not be like intermittent. So if you do intermittent, unmotivated devotion service, then yatma suprasiddhi, then you will get complete satisfaction, suprasiddhati, not only prasiddhati, it is mentioned suprasiddhati. Means complete satisfaction you will get when you are engaged into this, aiming for your the supreme goal. Okay, so that is, and that way we can go out of this miseries of material existence, the struggle for existence, what Prabhupada mentioned in the purport. Again, in the next point, what Prabhupada mentions, that one should simply try to develop his Krishna consciousness and now waste his time trying to improve his material condition. Okay. So here also similar, and it also should mention that actually the material condition cannot be improved. Okay. So just like Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam, this material world is called Dukkhalayam. It is a house of, is a home of the miseries only. So it is very difficult to counteract this one. Unless we have the material body, there will always be, we will going through all this dvandva, happiness, distress, will always be coming. So it won't be possible to correct completely the miseries. Unless we have like rasovajam rasopasti paramdushtani vartate. If you have the higher taste, then only the lower taste we can subdue. So the miseries and that we are experiencing due to the lower taste, we can subdue them just by if you have developed the higher taste. So here also similar in Prahlad Maharaj instructions to his friends, there is in the same the earlier verse we discussed, the same series, there one more verse comes here where he mentioned that tat prayaso na tat prayaso na kartavyo yad ayur vayah param. Okay, so he is mentioning tat prayaso na kartavyo. Okay, don't do the endeavors which will just spend your life without any reason. Okay. Tat prayaso na kartavyo yat ayur vyaparam natha vindate kshemam mukunda charanambujam. So here the translation of this verse also mentioned that endeavors merely for sense gratification or material happiness through economic development are not to be performed, for they result only in a loss of time and energy with no actual profit. And if one's endeavors are directed towards Krishna consciousness, one can surely attain the spiritual platform of self-realization. So there is no such benefit from engaging oneself in economic development, or in the sense, useless material endeavors for material, temporary material happiness. So, just like how is the material world is full of misery, also it is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, it is mentioned that Bhagavan Krishna mentioned that Mamupati Punarjanma Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam Napnuvanti Mami Mahatmana Samsiddhim Paramagati. So it is mentioned that Krishna is mentioning that whoever comes to me, he will not have to take birth again in this repeated cycle where in this material world which is full of miseries. Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. Ashashvatam it is mentioned. It is eternal miseries in this material world. Unless your jiva is there in the material world, he has to suffer the eternal miseries till the time he goes out of this cycle of birth and death. And when he gets liberated and he gets engages into this eternal service of the Lord, till the time there will always be remain miseries in this material world. So that's what the Lord also mentioning in the Bhagavad Gita also, that unless you take the shelter of him, so it is difficult to come out of this cycle. But if you take shelter, then obviously you will not take birth again in this material world, which is full of miseries, Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. And he will achieve the Paramagatim, that is the supreme destination he will achieve, that Mahatma, that devotee will achieve the supreme destination. Then one of the points of Prabhupada mentions here is that if we endeavor to improve Krishna consciousness, the distress of material life will disappear without extraneous endeavor. The ninth point that is mentioned, okay, if we endeavor to improve our Krishna consciousness, the distress of the material life will disappear without extraneous endeavor, it is mentioned. So you don't need to do any extra endeavors to get out of the miseries. You simply improve our Krishna consciousness, Okay, if you simply were absorption in Krishna, then obviously this distress of the material life will ultimately disappear. It is Prabhupada mentioning here. So there are also like multiple shlokas are there in Bhagavatam. Like we mentioned that Nashtaprayeshu Abhadrishu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhakti Ribhavati Naishtaki. So Nashtaprayeshu Parayeshu Abhadrishu. So all Abhadrat in our heart, all Abhadrat, all inauspiciousness in our life, that may be caused due to any of the threefold miseries. Maybe due to mind, body, like all threefold miseries, like all, maybe say Shadriputs, calm, lust, anger, greed, anything, attachment, okay? Or that may be caused by any outer, all inauspiciousness which is caused by maybe any other living entities or maybe due to nature. So everything will be quite contracted. Everything will get destroyed. All this Abhadra will get destroyed just by taking shelter of the Bhagavata. Bhagavata in the sense of taking shelter of the hearing about Lord's glories or taking shelter of the devotional service. Bhagavatam in the it also indicates the devotee means serving the devotee. At the same time also indicates if you say serving the book Bhagavat means hearing about the Lord's Nam Rupa Guna Lila. So that way everything Abhadras will get automatically get destroyed and that devotional service with the Supreme Lord will get established. Bhakti Uttamishka Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki. So that Naishtiki Bhakti, that irresolute determination and irresolute devotional service to the Lord will get established by engaging into this devotional service. Okay. And again it is also, further it comes that Tadara Rajasthamo Bhava Kamalubadeshe Chittametir Anavidam Sitam Satve Prasidati. So it is mentioned that Tadar Rajasthamo Tama Lobo. So this Rajas and Tamas and all these Tamobhava, sorry, Tadarajas Tamobhava, and Kamalobha Adi means all these Shadripus, lust, anger, greed, attachment, envy, so all pride, so all these, everything, it is mentioned that everything of this, your consciousness or your chitta will get free from all this, okay, and it will get established in Sitam Satvya Prasiddhati. It will get established in Sattva Guna. Okay, or you can say more than that, Shuddha Sattva Guna. So if you engage in devotional service of the Lord, then all these anarthas, all these miseries in our life, which are caused by these anarthas, will ultimately get removed away just by taking shelter of the Lord. Again, also it comes that how in Bhagavatam also comes that when Lord Krishna, when he left this matter, this planet, when he took avatar, when he left this planet in the sense, although he's left the planet, although he's everywhere in the heart of every living entity as super soul, but when obviously he came in the form of Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we left this planet, then what he kept that is mentioned that he kept all dharma gyan also left with the when the Lord went back to his abode. So, but at the same time, it is mentioned that although Lord he kept Bhagavatam at the back. And Bhagavatam is mentioned, it's like a sun. When it comes out, it came to dissipate the darkness of this material world. So all the living entities who are suffering in the darkness of material world, so their darkness of that get dissipated by this light of the this Bhagavatam. Like Krishna Sudham Upagade Dharma Jnana Divisa Kalunashtam Dushamesham Puran Arka Dhunoditha. So it is mentioned that it's like Arka. This Bhagavatam Puran is like Arka. Okay. So, again, Krishna, one of the points mentioned here was that devotee will take shelter of the Lord, he will never be vanquished. Okay. He mentioned that Shivpram Bodhi Dharmatma Shashwat Shanti Nigachati Kanti Pradhyana Nami Bhakti Pranishyati. Oh Kunti, just oh son of Kunti, you know that, declare it boldly that my duty will never perish. And he will quickly become righteous and attain the living peace. Shipram Bhati Dharmatma, it is mentioned. Shashwat Shantim Nikachati. He will get Shashwat Shanti. Okay. So and it is said to whom? This came in the context of when the earlier verse was Abhijit Sudharacharu. Even if someone is like very Durachari, he is very fallen. So even if he takes shelter of Bhajadimam Ananya Bhag, if he takes complete shelter, he is doing Ananya Bhakti. That without any unmotivated devotional service he is doing, engaging, then sadurevam samantavyam, then he has to be considered as a sadhu. So Prabhupada is mentioning that in that context only this earlier verse came, which are like shipram bhavati dharmatma. So that person, he will achieve the supreme peace, or you can say shantim, shashwat shantim, eternal peace. And then that such kind of devotee, nami bhakta pranashyati, Lord is saying, he will not get destroyed. Okay, he will not be disturbed by material miseries. Although sometimes miseries will come in our life, because we are living in this mortal world, so there will be waves of sometimes happiness will come, sometimes distress will come. But in all situations, the devotees will remain focused on the lotus feet of the Lord. So they will not have any troubles going through that miseries. So regarding the mitigation of threefold miseries, just like because this verse was focused on the material miseries, how people do endeavor to get out of those miseries, but as endeavors are fruitless, they are not that much productive. So what is then the solution? So one of the nice verse also comes in Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Bhagavatam, where there is a pastime where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is enacting the pastime of, he took the form of Mahalakshmi, and he is dancing in that, and then devotees are offering prayers. After he took his seat in the throne in the form of Mahalakshmi, and then devotees offer him prayer in the form of some seem like Mahamaya, some seem like Mahalakshmi. So they offer prayer. So at one of the things they mentioned that one of the prayer, Tumi sekarah tri jagat era srishti sthiti tomana bhaji vipaya trivida durgati. So he mentioned that it is obviously added to Lord and his spiritual energy. Can you arrange for the certain for the creation and maintenance of the three worlds? Okay. And if one does not worship you, he suffers the threefold miseries. Okay. So it is clear that unless we are absorbed in service of the Lord, then obviously the threefold miseries will come. So it's not that Lord is cruel and he's sending threefold miseries. Okay. It's actually Lord's Maya, he's actually testing the devotees. He's actually testing the living entity. Although Lord gives the free will, Lord is not he's always compassionate to every living entity. And he wants that every living entity should get out of this threefold miseries. That's why he sent his devotees to reach out to the every living entity. He sends out his representatives to reach out to every living entity. Or sometimes he also comes personally through his avatars just to dissipate the miseries of the living entities living in this material world, who are endeavoring and who are struggling hard to get out of this struggle for material existence. They are trying to find happiness in this material world, which is either is there, but it's like very temporary, it's not satisfying. And more than happiness, sometimes the endeavors to do the happiness, you get more distress only. So so here it also did mention that although your spiritual inner, also it is comes in Chaitanya Bhagavatam Madhya Khanda, okay, in 18.1 in the next verse it also comes. Although your spiritual energy is eternally present in Vaikuntha, okay, it creates transience by arranging the creation, maintenance and annihilation of the heavenly, earthly and lower planets. If one does not engage in service under the shelter of your spiritual energy, okay, one will attain the threefold miseries beginning with those arising from the body and mind. So it is mentioned that unless we take shelter of the spiritual energy, that is Daivi Shakti, that is, you can say the divine potency or Alladhini Shakti of the Lord, which is, you can say, Radharani. So unless we take shelter of them, who is the supreme devotee of the Krishna Lord, so unless we take shelter of them, it is very difficult to come out of these threefold miseries, it is mentioned. Okay. Just like in regarding threefold miseries, also there is nice abhanga of Tukaram Maharaj, because I thought it's to quote here, just to similarities in different scriptures, because all 70% say the same thing. Okay. So it is mentioned in one of his Abhanga of Tukaram Maharaj, who was sent from Maharashtra, very famous, even Prabhupada has also quoted him in Bhagavad at a few places. So he was a kind of Vaishnava devotee, and he also was a poet. He has written so many Abhangas. So in one of his Abhangas, is a poetry, it's called one verse in the sense. So in one of the verse, he says that Tute Bhavaruga Sanchitak Kriyam. Tute bhavaroga sanchita kriyamana bhoga. So it is mentioning that tute bhavaroga sanchita kriyamana bhoga. So it is saying that all this rog, this you can say disease of material existence, Bhavaroga, it will get broken away, it will get eradicated, and also it will eradicate all Sanchita Kriyamana Bhoga. So all the things with the past, whatever you have, Prarabdha, you say Prarabdha Karma, you have did some past misdeeds are there, and due to that misdeed, there is some karma is there, which you have to suffer in this this world. Everything will get vanquished. By what? I say Vithobachanama Uchcharita Khande Janma. So I say Vithobachanama. So by reciting the name of the Lord, Lord Vithal, which is nothing but Krishna, okay? So by reciting the name of the Lord, by Uchcharita, Khande Janma, it's mentioned that this cycle of birth and death will get broken away. And you will get, and this all this vanquish, all your, this Bhavaroga, and all this Prarabdha, everything will get vanquished. Vasuna Sake Papa Jaye Trividato Tapa. So it's mentioned that Vasuna Sake Papa means then sins will not exist there. And all the threefold miseries will also go away. Jaye Trividato Tapa. So all the threefold miseries will also run away. To come Hane Maya Hoye Dasi Lage Paya. And it also mentioned that even Maya Shakti becomes Dasi, like a servant and subservient, and take shelter of the lotus feet of the pure devotees. And we can see the example of Haridas Thakur. He was such a pure devotee that even Maya Shakti came to test her, and then she took shelter of the Haridas Thakur. She became disciple of Haridas Thakur. So that, like that way, you can see that by taking shelter of the devotional service and his holy name, obviously, devotional service is a long process, Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. So it includes hearing, chanting, everything, all different limbs of devotional service. So by taking shelter of that, we can conquer these miseries that are caused by the material energy of the Lord or Maya Shakti. So the next verse that also comes, which is we can also cover in that in 15 minutes. So we just recite and then we'll read the translation and words. So it is mentioned that Yathahai, this is the continuation of verse of, we have 32 and 33. So that next verse of this in the same series comes that Itahi Purashobharam Shirasa Gura Mudvahan Tamskandina Sadhate Tata Sarvaha Pratikriya. So maybe if you want, you can recite two times. Well, you can. Shirasam Gura Mudvahan Tamskandina Sadhate Tata Sarvaha Pratikriya. Itahi Purashobharam Shirasa Gura Mudvahan Tamskandina Sadhate Tata Sarvaha Pratikriya. Yatahi Purashobharam Shirasa Gura Mudvahan Tamskandina Sadhate Tata Sarvaha Pratikriya. So I will just go to the translation because so it is mentioned that translation by Srila Prabhupada and his the purport. A man may carry a burden on his head, and when he feels it to be too heavy, he sometimes gives relief to his head by putting the burden on his shoulder. Yathai Purusham Bharam. Bharam is like the weight. He's carrying it on his head. Shirasam, on his head. And Udvan, he's carrying out that. And when sometimes he takes, because burden is heavy, so he changes the position from head to shoulder. Okay. It mentioned that he sometimes gives relief to his head by putting the burden on his shoulder. In this way, he tries to relieve himself of the burden. However, whatever process he devises to counteract the burden does nothing more than put the same burden from one place to another. Okay. So it's like you are carrying the burden, you are just shifting the place, but the burden is still there. So, that is the case. Solution you do to counteract the miseries of material world, it creates more problems further. So Prabhupada mentioned in the purport also, and we can also continue that. So in the first point, he is mentioning that. So this is a good description of an attempt to transfer the burden from one place to another. When one gets tired of keeping a burden on his head, he will place it on his shoulder. This does not mean that he has become freed from the strains of carrying the burden. So he's mentioning, we can see if you, maybe many devotees, we visit village places, he also we can see, but generally Vrindavan side, we also many times see so many village ladies, they carry
multiple water pots in their head. And sometimes water, you also see that they are also carrying water pots on their shoulder, like on their waist in one hand they have some child. So that way they are trying to, and sometimes like, even if you put a water pot from head to your waist, still it's like you are carrying the burden. So it's like the same example of carrying the load on your head or either shoulder or maybe on your hand. The load is load always. So burden is always burden. So similarly, that's like Prabhupada is mentioning, in human society, in the name of civilization, creating one kind of trouble to avoid another kind of trouble. So this is a kind of human civilization where we are trying to avoid one trouble, and for that we are getting one more trouble. So that is Prabhupada is mentioning here. And he's giving example that in contemporary civilization, we see that there are many automobile manufacturers which are actually to carry us swiftly from one place to another. But at the same time, we have created another problems. So another problem, see, Prabhupada mentioned that we have to construct so many roads, and yet these roads are insufficient to cope up with automobile congestion, traffic jams. So there are always traffic jams. Okay, and also with that, they also created problem of air pollution. So Prabhupada mentioned that air pollution, fuel shortage. Now we are concerned about like green, we are going green. Okay, we are concerned about what will happen for our next future generations after 50 years, 100 years, 200 years, whether they will get a fuel or not, coal or not. Because everything we are extracting from our Bhudevi. Okay, but it is difficult now to get that is not abundant. Now we are looking for some renewable energy like wind or solar. So like that is like fuel shortage and air pollution, everything, all problems are being created. But just for what? Just to give solution to one problem of traveling. Okay, they created some different means through science. That is okay, good. But one problem they created is this different problems, pollution, traffic jam and other things. Okay. So the conclusion is that the process we manufacture to counteract or minimize our distress do not actually put an endeavor to our pains. So this is the Prabhupada in conclusion. It is all simply illusion. We simply place the burden from one head to another. We can see the example of there is a nice story comes for the children we heard in our childhood. There is one donkey who is carrying a burden of a baggage of the salt. His owner is there who is always he's doing the some business of the salt, and he's always carrying they have to carry. They go from one village to another village and they have to cross the river. So one day the donkey, he slips his leg and he falls in the river. Okay, and then when his owner helps him to come out, so he sees that burden has been reduced because half of the salt has been diluted. So it got washed away with water. So he sees that, okay, now this is a way that I can go out of my misery of pain. So what he tries to see that another day also he tries to purposefully fail in the river. Okay. So it happens 2-3 days, and then what owner same sees that, okay, the donkey is doing tricks. So let me teach him some lesson. So the next day he puts the burden of the baggage of you can say cotton. And when he takes that baggage of cotton, and when donkey falls into the river, cotton absorbs all the water and the burden increases. And then he feels miserable. Okay, so that is the case of our also. The donkey is nothing but this. We are also doing in the same place. We are trying to mitigate a misery, but Maya is like that owner who is always strong and he is always trying to punish us. Unless we come to our senses and know what is the proper goal of our life. Till the time, this punishment will always there because Maya is testing. Although Maya, this is the thankless job. Maya is also a servant of the Lord. She doesn't like that to put our in misery. But as is a thankless task, she is doing that. That is her service, to give threefold miseries to the. Because she had said, her name is Durga, na? Durga. Durga is like a threefold, like a fort which is difficult to conquer. Durga. Durga is called fort, which is difficult to conquer. And whose walls are like, in this material world, Janmurti Jaravadi. Just like Durga or fort or prison at the four walls. So Durga is also, this Durga is also like a prison, this material world. And these four walls are like birth, old age, disease and death. And to come out of this one, it's difficult to come. Unless the jailer allows you. Okay, and when will jailer allow you? If you do, like if someone inmate is there, jail inmate, if he behaves properly, then sometimes jailer sees that and recommends that, okay, let's see whatever these, the punishment is shall be reduced. Okay, and then inmate will come early out of the jail. So similarly, the Maya is like a jailer there. Maya Shakti is like a jailer. Durga Devi is like a jailer. She's giving threefold misery through her. You see the trishul in her hand. So under direction of the Lord only, the threefold miseries are given to the living entity. But obviously, when living entity takes shelter of the Lord, he improves his all behavior. He become like, when we become devotee, we start falling for devotee principles, which is like coming to the proper senses. And we also engage in devotional service of the Lord. So that way, when we change our behavior in proper way, then Durga Shakti also, she also removes her influence. Just like Lord said that, Maya me daivyeshi gunmai maya duratya, but maya me parpadyante maya me tantrantite. So one who gets shelter of the Lord, the influence of the daivya shakti will automatically get reduced, automatically get over removed from that living entity. And that way, then one can come out of this durga, this prison of material world. Okay. So by taking shelter of the Supreme Lord. So just like similar to this verse, there is also one verse comes on the prayers of the Prahlad Maharaj, where he mentions that yasmat priya priya priyo vyoga sayoga yasmat priya priya vyoga sayoga janma shokagninasakalayo nichudayamana dukkhaushadam tadapi dukkhamatadhyayam brumam bhramami vadame tavadasya yogam. So here it is mentioning, the Prahlad Maharaj is praying that, or we'll just read the translation first and then we can see. O great one, O Supreme Lord, because of contact with displeasing circumstances and separation from pleasing circumstances, one is placed in most regrettable position on heavenly or hellish planets as if burning in a fire of lamentation. Although there are many remedies by which to get off miserable life, any such remedy in the material world are more miserable than the miseries themselves. Like, imagine dukkhausham tatapi dukkham. We are trying to find aushadam like some medicine to get out of this misery, this disease of material world, bhavarog. But that misery, that dukkhausham, but generally we are trying to find not the medicine for the bhavarog, we are trying to find medicine for the miseries of this world. And that endeavors to mitigate that misery is again creating more problems. So it is mentioned that any such remedies in the material world are more miserable than the miseries themselves. Therefore, I think the only remedy is to engage in your service. Kindly instruct me in such service. Tava dasya yogam. So Prahlad Maharaj is asking me, I want to become your devotee, surrender devotee. All endeavors in the material world to mitigate their miseries will get more miseries. So the only real way, the Prabhupada mentioned the purport, next point, the only real way we can minimize our problems is to surrender unto Supreme Person of Godhead and give ourselves up to His protection. Okay. The Lord, being all-powerful, can make all arrangements to mitigate our painful life in material existence. Okay. So, this is the struggle for existence which is going on. One of the purport of Prabhupada is mentions in one second canto of first chapter, 31st verse. It mentioned that the living condition in material existence depends more or less on intelligence of powerful living entity. And intelligence to counteract the harsh struggle of existence is assisted by the senses for acquiring knowledge, and the living entity maintains himself by manipulating the active organs like hands and legs. But here the conclusion Prabhupada is giving, but on the whole, the struggle for existence is an exertion of the mode of passion. So the mode of different modes of passion, predominantly mode of passion, generally living entity is under mode of threefold, all three modes like sattva, raja and tamas. So out of that, this mode of passion, which is the main, which is actually causing us a struggle for existence. Okay. So under a mode of passion, one is actually one's senses get attached to sense objects. Okay. Just to gratify more things, some happiness, to squeeze some happiness out of that. Okay. And then when that living entity comes in the contact of a sense object for some sense gratification. So the condition of that living entity is there, it is also nicely described by Prahlad Maharaj in one of the verse. Okay, so he mentioned that the condition of that person is like he's trying to, just like if you have some irritation, itching, okay, and what you are doing, you are rubbing that place. Maybe if you have some like, let's say, ring is there, you can ringworm or something like that. So if you are some itching, you have some disease, skin disease, and you are itching, then what will happen? Itching will temporarily reduce that sensation of, rubbing will temporarily reduce the sensation of itching, but again it will create more trouble. The itching will increase afterwards more. Okay, it will maybe it will also create cause to blood also can come out of that. So that way, just like this attached living entity, their condition at Prahlad Maharaj mentioned that yenmaithunadi gurume idi sukham vidukham kandu kandu yanena karayo riva dukkha dukkham truptena neha krupana bhava dukkha bhaja kandu kandu tivan manasujam vyachaheta dheera. So he mentioned that he is mentioning about attached householder. That the same thing is for the attached anyone. Even it may be even brahmachari or anyone, even sadhu also, anyone. Someone who is attached, the living entity. So here it comes that the sex life is compared to the rubbing of two hands to relieve an itch. The Guruyamati, so-called Guruastas who have no spiritual knowledge, or even sadhus or brahmachari also, anyone, any living entity who is not properly situated in devotional, in spiritual knowledge, think that that this itching is the greatest platform of happiness, although actually it is a source of distress. The Krupanas, the fools who are just opposite of Brahmanas, are not satisfied by repeated sensuous enjoyment. Those who are dhira, however, who are sober dhira, who tolerate this itching, are not subjected to the sufferings of fools and rascals. So the struggle for existence, suffering, if one come out of this one, so we have to become more dhira, sober. So who is more dhira and sober? Just like in this, just 5 minutes I will take more, sorry. Time is almost over. So just like in the discussion of Vaikuntha planets, there is discussion of Vaikuntha Vasis is mentioned when four Kumaras went to visit the Lord. So there it is mentioned that yat sankulam haripadam natimatram haripada natimatra dvesh drushtair vaidurya markat hema mayair vimanai esham brat kaditala amsmita shobhi mukhya krishnatmana amnarja adadurusma yadde. So it is mentioned that that these Vaikuntha Vasis, the residents of Vaikuntha, they are traveling in the planes, aeroplanes, which are made of emerald and gold. Vaidurya Markat is emerald and gold. They are clad with emerald and gold. These are like aeroplanes, they are flying. And they are flying and they are also accompanied with their beautiful concerts, okay. Like, you can say, wives, you can say. And both are beautiful because both those who are like in the form of you can say goddess of fortune, expansion goddess of fortune, or even the Vaikuntha Vasis, Prabhuji's or Mataji, you can say in the sense. So both are beautiful. They are living. They are flying in this opulent plane, and although they are living together, they are along with their beautiful concern. But it is what is mentioned ahead. There is an important Krishnatmana. So as they are absorbed in Krishna, their hearts are not agitated by the passion to enjoy each other. Because they are always glorifying Krishna, they are always absorbed in Krishna bhajan. So their hearts are not agitated by this desire for sense gratification. A desire for, or in the sense, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it comes that Atmendriya Priti Vancha, Dhare Tare Gai Kaam, Krishnendriya Priti Vancha, Dhare Prema Naam. It's like, our endeavors to satisfy or please Krishna is actually the prem, which is our desire, which is the supreme goal. But we are engaged into the Atmendriya Priti Vancha. We are trying to please our senses. And that is the kaam or lust, we can say, which actually is very difficult to very difficult to come out of that one. So we have to be absorbed in Krishna to come out of this miseries of material world. So just like we see, it is mentioned there about Vrajvasi, iti nandadayo gopa krishna ramakatha muda kurvanti romanascha navindan bhavvedanam. It is mentioned that as this Nanda Baba and all other Vrajvasis were engaged in discussing about Krishna and Ram, Balram, absorbing Krishna, their katha, they didn't experience any bhavvedanam. They didn't experience any pain through the material miseries. So that is the solution for us. Okay, although so many demons attacked Vrindavan at that time, but they were absorbed in Krishna, so they didn't feel any misery. Okay. So so what is the solution? Just to conclude now. So intelligence to counteract this struggle for existence, okay. So we have to use the spiritual means. And in the words of Gorgon Maharaj, he was once asked, what is the meaning of Krishna consciousness? So he mentioned crying. So you have to cry out for Krishna. So just like there is verse comes in Kripa Goswami's Padyavali, where Maharaj also many times quote, Indravan Maharaj many times quote that verse, is one of the famous verses of him, so I'm just quoting once again that. So it's from the Govinda Vridavali, verse 63. I'm reading, quoting the translation of that one. He mentioned many times. So that in that verse, is Rupa Goswami is praying through his heart, praying to Krishna and Govinda. He's mentioning that, O Krishna, O Govinda, I'm drowning in this painful, fathomless whirlpool of material existence. This material existence is compared to the whirlpool. Okay, in the water body, you can say if there is whirlpool, once someone enters the whirlpool, it's sure that he will go to the bottom of the sea. Okay, so it is mentioned, O Krishna, O Govinda, I'm drowning in this fathomless, painful whirlpool of material existence. Huh? O Lord, O friend of the fallen, O friend of shelterless, okay, O effulgent moon of mercy, please, please, this one time, kindly extend your hand and save me. So it mentioned, kindly extend your hand this one time and save me from this ocean of birth and death. Okay, so this way we will have to pray to Krishna and also same time the devotees. Just like in Manasiksha it comes, just two things are there, 2 points. And then Manasiksha by Raghunathas Goswami, he mentioned that, Asa cheshta kashta prada vikata prasali viraiha prakamam kamadi prakat patipati vyatikarai gale badva hanneham iti bakavid vartmapagane kurutvam putkaram avatisayatatam mana ita. So here Raghunath Goswami Goswami is addressing to his mind and is mentioning that, O mind, like robbers on an open road, lust, etc., these were their robbers, all the shadripus, they are happily they binding my neck, the terrible noose of my useless endeavors. Useless endeavors, the point came in our, in this world, and they are killing me. So thus, you must cry out to those guardians of the path that leads to Krishna, the slayer of Baka, and they will save you from the hands of those thugs. So who are the guardians of the path up to the, towards Krishna? So they are the saintly personalities, the acharyas, like Prabhupada. So we have to pray to them, pray to Krishna, and for that we will need determination, like Prabhu many times quotes one shloka, every time he goes to take darshan of Madan Mohan. So like, we have to need that determination, that kama adinam katina katina palina durmiteshas durnideshas tesham jata mayina karuna natrapano pashanti utsrijetam athayadupate sampratam labhya buddhis tam ayata sharam abayam mam niyuktasma dasse. So he has mentioned that, oh my lord, there is no limit to the unwanted orders of lusty desires. Although I have rendered these desires so much service, they have not shown any mercy to me. I have not been ashamed to serve them, nor have I even desired to give them up. Oh my lord, oh head of Yadu dynasty, recently, however, my intelligence has been awakened, and now I am giving them up. Due to transcendental knowledge, intelligence, I now refuse to obey the unwanted orders of these desires, and I now came to you to surrender myself at your fearless lotus feet. Kindly engage me in your personal service and save me. So like, we need also determination to get rid of this endeavors of enjoying this in this material world. So that is the thing. And lastly, in the words of Srila Prabhupada, in his Vyaspuja added to Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur, in the poem he mentions, O my master, the evangelic angel, give us the light, light up the candle, struggle for existence, a human race, the only hope is divine grace. So that is the only hope, is divine grace, the mercy of Supreme Lord and mercy of acharyas and pure devotees like them. So with that, we can hope that we can endeavor and to come out of struggle for existence by taking shelter of the Krishna and dispense of divine service. So thank you very much. It's now time to take questions, but kindly forgive me for any offense and for late, for we have crossed the time limit. And please forgive for if I have made some mistakes in presentation. If something is not good, it's of my own. Something is good, that is coming from whatever I heard from Guru Parampara and all. So Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.